You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio. Specializing in tips and tricks to help you grow your business on eBay. Here's your host, Griff.
And we're very glad to be live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio. This is not Griff, of course. This is Lee Mirabal. And I'm filling in for Griff while he's recovering from his secret mission. With me is my guest co-host is eBay Certified Business Consultant CJ Jacinto, known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. If you're listening live, today is November 19th, 2013. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 533. And today we'll learn how you can improve your seller performance rating, explore simple steps for growing your business, and we'll find out how to optimize your search results, hear about some holiday scores, and how to make the most money in the next 6 weeks, and get five tips for keeping your business on track. We'll also be talking to you, but first, here's the eBay Radio News brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. A record store, the Philippines, and pink license plates all feature in today's eBay Radio News for November 19th, 2012. I'm Lee. Well, you know, CJ, it's horrible what happened in the Philippines.
It sure is.
With the storms and all. But in response to the typhoon tragedy, eBay GivingWorks has set up a special page. You can go on and support nonprofits providing aid to the affected area and to the families. And 100% of donations received will be sent to your chosen nonprofit in support of the relief effort. And of course, it goes without saying, if you have any at all transactions with the Philippines, you're going to have to be really, really patient right now. Great, great record store known to almost all people who live in London. It's called On the Beat Records. Been around for a long time. It's in London. He's put the store up for sale on eBay for $480,000, the entire record store. The fellow's name is Tim Derbyshire, and he opened the shop in 1979. He's trying to find someone to take over the store's eclectic stock of records and posters and music memorabilia dating from the 1960s to the 1980s and keep the place running. And he says the buyer must be passionate about music or it will lose its identity. He called the store the oldest record shop in the center of swinging London. So far, CJ, not bad. 46 offers have been declined so far. So I guess he's got a, what do you call it when you have a set amount of money that you want to?
Oh, he's got a minimum.
He's got a minimum, exactly, obviously. And but we'll see what happens. So far, there have been 46 offers. CJ, you
When's
and...
eBay Radio you, making their offer?
You, me, John, and MJ, we moved to London.
There we go.
We have this record store, and we sell stuff out of it on eBay.
And we can put Griff in the window, and he can sing.
Works for me. I like it a lot. Meanwhile, pink license plates displayed on Maine State police vehicles last month in honor of breast cancer awareness are now listed on eBay. They're auctioning 203 plates. It began at noon November 15th on the Maine Cancer Foundation's eBay page. Well, today is what? Today is the 19th, so it's been going on for 4 days. The organization says the plates are signed by troopers, and they come with a certificate of authenticity, and some also have notes, photos, and paw prints from law enforcement dogs or canine units. The auction's proceeds will go to the Maine Women's Cancer Fund, the Maine Breast Cancer Coalition's Support Service Fund, and the Maine Breast and Cervical Health Program's Mammogram Fund. The Doctor Who team has listed on eBay an incredible once-in-a-lifetime experience. The lucky bidder and one other person will go behind the scenes of the filming for the first episode of the new Doctor Who series and will be amongst the first to watch Peter Capaldi as the new Doctor. Watch filming for the first episode of the new series of Doctor Who. See Peter Capaldi as the new Doctor before any other member of the public. There's also a conducted VIP tour of the set and a meeting with the cast of the show. And last, the cost of putting Thanksgiving dinner on the table, guess what? Good news, CJ. Down slightly from last year.
Find that hard to believe.
Food has gone down. The average Turkey Day dinner will cost $49.04. The good news is that after some steep price hikes during the economic downturn about 5 years ago, food prices have remained mostly stable this year. It's a welcome change from 2011. You remember that? The cost of Thanksgiving dinner jumped $5.73. This year, it's down 44 cents this year. Now, that cost is figured by averaging non-sale food prices around the country based on feeding 10 people a meal of turkey, bread stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, carrots, and celery, pumpkin pie and whipped cream, and coffee and milk.
That's a nice big dinner, but it's not enough.
For 10 people. Where's the ham? My God. That's eBay Radio News for November 19th, 2013, brought to you by Terapeak, market research to increase your online sales. I'm Lee Maribol. Now back to eBay Radio, where unfortunately we don't got the griff today.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this is Lee filling in for Griff. This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. So, CJ, we're saying that Griff is out on a secret mission. By now, people know that Griff was in the hospital. Okay? I do want you all to know he's doing fine. I just got a text from him. He thinks he can be back for the show next Tuesday. But just in case, CJ, we're going to have you standing by. If that's okay, we're going
to... Glad to help any way I can.
We're going to put you on hold, and just in case. But Griff thinks he'll be back next Tuesday. So we will not have a Griff and Lee show on Thursday. And then the following Tuesday, Griff will probably be back. And then Thursday's Thanksgiving, so we're off Thursday, Thanksgiving, and the following Tuesday for Thanksgiving. So, you know, we're going to have like one more show before Thanksgiving, which will be Tuesday. And hopefully Griff will be back. So, CJ, what's going on in your life?
Well, I am just getting off 300,000 free listings. So my life is filled with packing, packing, packing. I took all my old fixed price listings and moved them to auction. And I have approximately 100 to 200 auctions ending every day this week.
Whoa. Do you have help?
MJ is finally back. So my help has returned.
That is good. So about how many packages a day are you sending out?
Well, yesterday we sent 30. And that was getting up, packing, creating labels, and getting those out the door for the postman.
So she was just delighted that you weren't going to be there today to help her, right?
She's more than delighted.
I'm sure she's still speaking to me or what?
No, she's actually probably doing whatever she wants, and all that eBay will be waiting for me when I get home.
Oh, is that what's going on? Okay. So so how many listings a day?
There's about 100 to 200 ending every day in auction style, and out of those, we're selling anywhere from 30 to 50 a day.
How many are you listing?
I'm not really doing very good at listing new items right now, but doing a great job of getting rid of all the old stuff.
Was this something that you knew was coming, or she finally came back and so you started again, or what's the deal? How did you get so many up there and the listing stopped?
Actually, I got a little tiny clue from Jeff Terrell, probably back in September, and I was complaining that some of my listings had fallen in best match. And he gave me like a little hint that said, don't let things linger. Get rid of them quickly. Sell faster. That's the only way you're going to keep your stuff up at the top of the page. So I discovered the next time eBay gave me free listings that I took all of my listings and I stopped them and restarted them as auctions. And lo and behold, they moved up in best match, and they started selling.
So you had them in best offer?
I kind of had them as good till canceled, and okay. I wasn't really monitoring them as I should. I was just letting them sit there waiting for somebody to show up and buy them.
So you took them down and relisted them? What does it take to relist one listing?
Oh, it's very easy. I can probably relist 100 listings in 10 minutes.
How do you do that?
You go right in and you click edit on your active page. And then up at the top, there's a little action key that says send to online action. Just go ahead and click that. Now you've got to monitor it. You've got to get a 30% spread between your buy it now price and your auction price. Or you can just start it with an auction price without a buy it now and let it go. And what I did was I lowered a lot of my starting prices, so it gave me an advantage of having a little bit better pricing. And to my delight, they're still buying it at the buy it now prices because people just can't wait.
And these were the same listings that were already up there?
Same listings. The only difference was they moved from good till canceled to auction style and started selling.
Amazing. So do you have help getting these things packed and out?
No, we've just learned how to be more efficient.
Do you pack them before you list them?
No, they're packed after we list them.
After you list them, but before they're sold?
But before they're sold. No, they're sold first and then we pack.
Oh, you don't pack? They're on your shelves until somebody buys them.
They're on our shelves till somebody buys them. And we created an inventory system years ago so that the person who listed it does not necessarily have to be the person who's packing it or finding it. And there's approximately anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 items hanging around the house somewhere waiting to be sold.
Do you have a special warehouse room?
We have a special warehouse room. We have some in the garage. We have some in the hallway. We have some in another bedroom. And so that we have an inventory system, like if I say mug or M103, it means that it's on my mug bookshelf.
The life of an eBay seller. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Up next, improving your seller performance rating when we continue with eBay Radio.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today we'll talk about different types of liquidators, those companies that remarket store returns, closeouts, and excess inventory. First, there are wholesale liquidators. These large companies hold direct liquidation contracts with retailers and manufacturers. They sell direct to eBayers and other small business, and they also supply smaller liquidation companies. The advantage of buying direct from wholesale liquidators is that you avoid price markups that decrease profit. Next, you have value-added liquidators who buy in truckload quantities from wholesale liquidators, then sort the inventory into smaller lots. Finally, there are brokers who don't own inventory and serve as middlemen between the buyer and the seller. Their value is in understanding buyers' needs and linking them with available inventory.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com, custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.